And a good morning to you. It is 9:34. I'm Garrett Giles, the Double G. 83 degrees, sunny skies. It's time for Car Talk with the Dungess family of autos and Brad Dungess. Mr. Dungess, how are you doing this morning?
I'm great, Garrett. How are you today?
I cannot complain. I'm a little on the sleepy side, but you know, it's another great day in Bartlesville.
I stayed up a little late last night myself watching that basketball game. That was something else. Trey's really showing some of that promise he showed back in college. It's really amazing.
Yeah, he dropped, what, 48, 49 points?
Yeah, and just looked, consummate professional, much more experienced than he is. It's amazing. Great stuff for an Oklahoma boy, definitely.
Well, I caught the end of it right before I went to bed, and they had a graphic of all the shots he made, and they all kept having all the green, arches go to the hoop. There was only, four or five, red circles that didn't hit the basket, which is pretty
that
funny.
That play off the backboard was pretty awesome, too. That was awesome, yeah. But lots of stuff going on, definitely. A big day out at the dealership today, and it has been really busy lately. People are always commenting now on our scarce inventory. It is a bit scarce right now. I think just have a handful of new Fords and Toyotas on the ground. Actually, yesterday we sold out of our new Lincoln inventory.
Oh, so that's kind of a good thing, right?
Pretty crazy, yeah. No, it's different. There have been some delays in production is mostly what's going on, and microchip stocks have been really low, and so they're having an order that might normally take a couple of months to get your microchip orders now taking twice that long for the car manufacturers.
Gotcha.
So they've been delayed production. We've still got about 45 vehicles that on the Ford side that have been allocated to us that haven't been built yet. Over the last couple months, they'll come over the next few months. So we're selling cars that out of our pipeline that are coming in. Still have a lot of great inventory. I mean, the stuff we have is really cool, and I think don't let the lack of something on the ground scare you off. There's lots of stuff coming: Bronco Sport, the Mach-E, all the exciting stuff we've heard about from Ford on Lightning, Maverick. If you haven't heard about the Maverick, you ought to go check that out. It's a small pickup truck that Ford's going to come out with this fall. They just announced it's going to start under $20,000.
Okay.
Have an estimated range, a goal of 40 miles per gallon. So a 40-mile-a-gallon pickup truck that costs under $20,000, that's pretty attractive, huh?
It really does, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's that's cool, and really customizable. You can get it with a little bit bigger engine if you want to go out and lifestyle with it. Lots of really neat ways to customize it and turn it into your thing. And we're seeing a lot of that with the Bronco and Bronco Sport as they start to hit people now and are hitting the ground. Our first Bronco delivery will be here in the next couple of weeks, I think.
And, so sometime in July, hopefully.
Yeah, no, we'll have that. And we should get our a vehicle we can show you, a Bronco, on the ground for a courtesy transportation vehicle. If your vehicle's in service, we'll be able to let you drive a Bronco, which would be kind of fun.
That would be nice, and maybe you'd consider buying one.
That's the idea, of course. Yeah. But that's really, really exciting stuff. And Toyota, too. We've been talking for so long since 2007, in fact, we haven't had a new Tundra. And this week, there were some pictures released by Toyota of the 2022 Tundra for the first time, unveiling what's going to be an all-new from the ground up truck for Toyota. Really excited about that. There was a TRD Pro photo leaked. It's big LED lights, big front grille, and really a modern-looking truck. Looks really cool. We're expecting it to have a V6 twin turbo and a really powerful engine with but better fuel economy than what the Toyota Tundra has now. I think on the one hand, that's going to lead to people being really hungry to get the old Tundra because I know they love that V8 in that, and some people will be skeptical about a V6 twin turbo. But I know Toyota will put it together right. And it'd be really exciting there. And we're just seeing that one picture now. Not many details have been released, but there's a dealer show, I think, in September. I just got the dates too this week. that I'll be going to, and I'll bet they'll show the whole vehicle to us then. So on some show and later in September, we'll be able to talk more about it and have lots of information on the new Tundra.
That'll be excellent. And where would that show take place?
That's in Las Vegas, actually. We get to go back to Las Vegas for the first time since the pandemic, and yeah, we'll get to drive some new product and stuff, and it'll be interesting.
Yeah, it would be interesting indeed. It'd be nice to be in a new car in Las Vegas driving around, though.
Yeah, no, it's fun. And yeah, I hope we can get out. I'd like to get out and drive around out there in the country. It's really a cool environment around Las Vegas. And we'll probably get a look, too, at the Toyota Corolla Cross. I don't know if you've heard about that, but that's another Toyota new vehicle that's coming. Kind of taking the Corolla and turning it into a crossover, a small SUV, a little tough, thing with all-wheel drive available, coming in a hybrid version. It's going to be really cool, too. You can get some pictures of that online also.
So a lot of great things coming up for the Tundra and the Corolla. So a lot of people can be really excited about those two vehicles. And tell us a little bit more about the Maverick again. I know you touched on that just a little bit, but I know that one's coming up this fall, like you said.
Yeah, you can actually reserve it now.
So
place your order. You can go in and get all the information at Ford.com or go to the DungeonsChoice.com and go to the Ford website. And there's a link there to it. You can reserve it now. It's a great looking small pickup truck, really practical. It's got a targeted EPA estimate of 40 miles per gallon.
Okay.
The standard payload will be 1,500 pounds. With a 2,000 base towing capacity. So still, pretty good. You can get up to 4,000 pound towing capacity. So if you need something more, you get a little bigger engine, and with the maximum tow package, it'll work great. It's got a 4.5 foot bed with a multi-position tailgate, so you can actually, put larger things in it. And it's got some really cool storage solutions and ways to break it up where you can use all kinds of things in the back end of the truck, and really, everything from build your own bike rack, 2x4s and 4x6s all go in there in different ways, so you can section it out and make different areas to organize the back end with,
Right, because a lot of things end up in your car anyway,
especially in a pickup truck.
Right.
And they start moving around too much. You want to keep them secure, and it's nice. And then it's a lot of great technology in the vehicle, too. That's one of the reasons why microchips are so important to cars now.
Right.
And they're not going away, of course. Our young technicians that go to work there, we've just got two guys that started in the last couple of weeks that are in the Toyota T10 training program, where they're going to become Toyota techs. They actually were recruited into automotive technician work out of IT. They're computer technicians that have been recruited into the car business to work on cars. And they're great young men, and the cars are becoming so computer driven, and the Maverick, even though it starts at such a low price, is still going to have that great technology, a standard 8-inch touch screen with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto.
Wow.
It's got the LTE 4G Wi-Fi in the vehicle. It's got Ford Pass Connect and AT&T, so you can connect to all kinds of different things, and it'll also have a 8-speaker B&O sound system, so you can rock out.
Oh man,
or listen to KWON.
Yeah, listen to KWON for sure. I listen to Brad Dungeness here on Car Talk every morning starting at 9:30. Excuse me, on Thursday mornings starting at 9:30. But the Maverick sounds great. Sounds like I might need an upgrade myself.
I think people are really going to like that, and it'll be lots of fun. And there are lots of great pictures online, so you can go check that out. And it's worth playing with.
You were talking about reservations too, and you can go to the website.
Yep, and that's another thing that's coming now. This is actually the third or fourth vehicle now we've done this way, where prior to it being released, people can reserve, and they're getting exactly what they want. You really place the order that you want. You build it yourself, your color, your options, your trim level, your price, and then it's built for you. And it's cool, we've seen it working well with the Mach-E, with the Bronco Sport. We'll get our first Bronco here soon. But the F-150 Lightning, we haven't even talked about the Lightning. The Lightning is the all-new, all-electric F-150. I think people have heard about electric vehicles, and there's a few Teslas in town, but this will be different and a real game changer because it's an F-150. This is the best-selling pickup truck, best-selling vehicle in North America for over 40 years. It is the hallmark of Ford Motor Company, and it having an all-electric version with over 400-mile range and really great power. The ability to power your house or Tom and I last week were talking about you could take the truck out. I mean, even the F-150 hybrids we have now, and some of them have generators in them. You could go and do radio remotes in your truck and have the power with your truck.
That sounds pretty nice.
Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, I'm working on
Kevin a truck.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Well, that'd be pretty nice. Slap on the decals on the side, you know? Do a remote out at Unity Square or something,
Unity,
you know?
Unity Square, but you could move it, too, now, because you got easier to move it. So you could go from Unity Square down to Dungeness Stadium and go to the baseball game tonight.
Right.
So the KWN night at the ballpark, and it'd be lots of people out tonight. So come on down, folks.
Yeah, that's going to start at 6 o'clock at Bill Dungeness Memorial Stadium. It's going to be a lot of fun. Admission is free. That's probably the greatest part. And you can also win prizes.
Yeah, no, there's lots of prizes. Kevin always has lots of fun things set up for people to giveaways and chances to win. If people, hopefully we'll get lots of home runs.
Yeah, lots of home runs. I was telling you, Brad, before we came on the show that I don't remember a home run last year.
Yeah.
Especially one over the K1 sign, which is really what you want.
That's what you really want, yeah. You got to get in his pocket that way.
Yeah. Just for those who don't know, if it gets hit, a home run gets hit over the K1 sign, you can win $1,400.
Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing indeed.
Yeah. Well, and that's just like buying a car out at Dungeness. It's a winner every day, and that's what we try to do is make people happy when they buy a car. And, our great team of people, I talk about them all the time, but it really comes down to our people and, our team of sales associates. They're non-commissioned, so there's no pressure on you to buy. We're not a high-pressure sales environment. Our team is really there to take care of you, to get your satisfaction is their real goal. Of course, we want to sell lots of cars and do it in volume and make a profit. We have to be able to do that. But we really take the sting out of the purchase and don't like to play games, make it simple. We call our strategy Simple Price. And we do a lot of research on what cars are selling for, and we price them accordingly out the door and right up front. Do that online every day. And, we just take pride in doing it straight and with real simple without any games or gimmicks and keep it friendly and take care of people.
What other customer service options for people that are listening that might not know about the Dungeness family of autos that you guys have to offer to them?
I mean, that's a great question because we do a full array of automotive services. We have one of the best body shops in this part of the state, great OEM body shop. We have connections to all the big insurance companies. We have a great paint system and frame machine. Got great guys, a lot of experienced body guys that do a really great job. We've got a detail team out that people know Dungeness Truck Ranch. Right now with the inventory like it is, we don't have any vehicles down there. But Enrique and the team, that's actually our detail center. And they detail cars better than anybody. And Enrique and his team are down there. If you need your car cleaned up, just give us a call. Or you can drop by the truck ranch and ask for Reggie or Enrique. And they do a great job. They can... if you got a problem, a stain or something, they can usually work with that. You got odors, they can eliminate those. They can work on the exterior of the vehicle, do a full detail like we do when we're selling a car or anything in between. They're really great. Both our service shops, we have a Toyota and a Ford service departments. They work on all makes and models. A few years ago, we had a special on oil changes. People probably remember the 995 oil change.
Yes.
That we ended that because a lot of people know this, that the oils have changed, and a lot of people weren't needing that oil. In fact, over 70% of the oil changes that we were doing then were with other types of oil, synthetic oils, diesel oils, and semi-synthetic oils. So, basically right now, you need to use the right oil in your vehicle,
right.
And maintaining it properly is so important. So we have great price on oil changes today. It's just not quite as simple. We customize it to your vehicle, how much oil you need and the type of oil that your vehicle needs. And we really take pride in that kind of service in our service shops, too, of really being able to help you own your vehicle, you know, because we know that you don't want to have surprises and find out you need something. So we will measure your brakes every time it's in. We'll advise you on what it might need coming up. We're all going to check it, do a multi-point inspection on the vehicle every time, top off all the fluids, you know, air up the tires if necessary, check all the filters. Really, this time of year, it's important to check your cabin air filter. A lot of people forget about that thing in there, but you know, with all the changes in the weather and the pollen and everything we've been through this spring, you know, a lot of stuff gets trapped in there, and you want to get that out of there and get a fresh one every few years, at least.
And how would people go about setting up an appointment with you guys?
That's pretty easy, too, because you can give us a call if you want, and we can walk you through it or schedule it that way. But you can go right online, go to our websites, which is the easiest way to get to our websites is to go to DungasChoice.com. And from there, you can go to the Toyota, Ford, or Lincoln websites. You can see all our vehicles, or there's a service section where you go into the service assistant, and basically, if you've been in there before, you put in your phone number or email address, something where we can find you, and it'll find your vehicle. It'll say, here, do you want to service this? It'll say, what do you want to do? You'll say oil, type in oil, and you'll see some things to choose from, oil change and rotate four tires. You pick that, you tell us what you're doing, it'll show you the available time slots then. So I want to come in this afternoon at 2 or tomorrow at whenever. And you pick it, and it schedules it right into our system that the advisors use on the other side when you come in and they write you up. So it's really simple and easy to use, and only takes a few seconds.
Yeah, sounds great.
Yeah, that's really cool. And so just check that out at DungasChoice.com. You can also see all our great inventory, new and used vehicles. And, you know, another thing about buying a new vehicle at Dungas is that everyone comes with a 7-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's a nationwide warranty that's the real deal. I mean, it's worth $1,500, $2,000. If you shop it anywhere, and we give it you at no additional cost when you purchase a new vehicle from us, just for your peace of mind. And it's not something that ties you to doing business with us. It's if you move away, it still goes with you and you're with your vehicle. So it's a great value and just another one of those things we do to kind of differentiate us from our competition.
That's awesome. And you're talking about your inventory. What can you tell us about that a little bit more? What do you guys have on hand?
Well, there's, like I said, there's fewer new vehicles than we often have, but right now I've got, I think, a couple of F-150s that arrived in the last week, a Super Duty that'll be here tomorrow. There's two Expeditions that came this week. I've got a couple of Echo Sports on the Ford side. We've got on Toyota a few Camrys, Highlanders, a Tacoma, a couple of Tundras. You know, so I have a good selection. It's just there's not very many of them. And then there's a full pipeline of stuff coming. On the used vehicle side, we've got, I think, over 65 used vehicles, all types of vehicles. We've stocked up a bit because of the lower supply of new vehicles on late model trucks, especially on heavy-duty Ford trucks. If you're looking for a Super Duty, there really aren't very many of new ones out there right now. The last ones that we've arrived sold within hours of hitting the lot. One was sold before it showed up, and the other one a few hours after it landed. So, but we've got some great used ones to 19s and 20s with low miles. Some of them are Ford certified, so they come with an even richer warranty than the Dungas Q certified program. And great vehicles. We've got some Tacomas too, used Tacoma, okay. 4x4 TRD Pro, beautiful blue one. That's a manual transmission. If it has a big snorkel on it, it's really cool. It's in the Voodoo blue, and yeah, that is really a nice looking truck. You know,
sounds
go check
mystic.
That out. Yeah.
And we were talking about making reservations on vehicles that are coming in.
Yeah.
Obviously, the Maverick and the Lightning. really great truck models that are coming up. My question is, are there limits to the reservations?
Well, no, not really. There's limits to how many they can build, though. So as we went with the Bronco, there were actually more reservations than they could build in the first year. So they rolled them over to the next year, and they're just scheduling it out as they can. That means we're not ever really going to have this vehicle on the ground for sale for a while because the production is sold out. But, you know, unless that's probably not going to happen with every vehicle. I think the Bronco's a little bit unique in that it's heritage and that people were just really excited about it. And we're seeing with Bronco Sport that we're going to have those on the ground and it'll be a little bit more of a volume vehicle. But so you reserve your vehicle, you get it to order exactly what you want, and it shows up a few months later. So it's hopefully in the near future, once the production supply issues are resolved, you know, it might take 6-7 weeks normal for something like that.
And when you were talking about customizing your vehicle through that, it almost sounded like a video game.
Well, some of it's like that. On the Bronco, we've got a whole book of accessories that Ford's gone out there to the accessory market and really worked with the makers of the stuff you guys like to put on the vehicles that you buy. And you know, people know what I'm talking about. They're, you know, whether it's lift kits or lifestyle stuff or biking, canoeing, whatever you do, fishing. You know, they've worked with people to build things that go with your vehicle. So it really is cool. And you can have the vehicle, you know, some of that you need to kind of work with how it's built and so that it works well with how you're going to use the vehicle. So it's good to plan those accessories right up front when you're building the vehicle. The Bronco's got stuff like different tops. And you need a certain top with certain applications and different modifications you might do. So
always there to meet your needs, really.
Yeah, no, that's really what our specialty is just taking care of all your automotive needs, anything you need done just for over 8 decades now here in Bartlesville, the third generation family business, proud to be part of Bartlesville community. And, you know, love to invite everybody out to the Bill Dungis Stadium tonight. Named after my grandfather, and watch the Dungis Ford Indians in a great game, KWN Ballpark, Night at the Ballpark, and let's have a lot of fun.
We'll be sure to see you there tonight, won't we?
Yeah, I'm planning to be out there. Yeah, I think I'll get away at least for a while.
Maybe we could get Kevin to make you throw the first pitch or something.
Well, we'll see about that.
What do you look forward to most about Night at the Ballpark?
Well, I think just being able to see the big crowd, you know, because usually at this night you get everybody out. And I think we'll see a bunch of kids running around, but mostly it's the families, the players. It's, you know, that's what I love about it through all the years is just, you know, it's the little things, knowing what goes on behind the scenes to make something like that happen is really what's exciting to me. And John and the guys, you know, what they do is so valuable to the community, I think.
And they're having a phenomenal season,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, no, they're a great team, and, you know, he's so passionate about the team. It's,
yeah.
It's amazing. So, yeah, we're real excited about this year, and hopefully, you know, over the next few weeks, we'll find out just how it ends up. But
Yeah, and we got the Glenn Winget coming up soon.
Yeah, Winget coming up, and then the big state tournaments after that, and hopefully we'll do really well.
Yeah.
I would think we would.
Fingers crossed indeed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How long have you been going tonight at the ballpark?
Oh, man, I think, I've been going to baseball games and down there for 50-plus years. I remember going a lot with my grandfather back in the day, and, you know, because he would go to most of the games, not for very long necessarily, but we would fly in and check it out and get out of there. And whenever I was around with him, we did that. And, you know, I think my first one was probably in, you know, real night at the ballpark was 2000. Something like that. So
okay.
21 years, something like that.
Yeah, it's not bad. So this will probably be my second, third night at the ballpark. And last year we were talking about it was pretty nice, unseasonably cool.
Yeah, nice weather, and it should be all right today. I mean, it's going to be warm and humid. And But at least we're not going to have any severe weather or anything.
I'm going to knock on wood. I mean, not in the forecast, but you never know what can happen. Brad, is there anything else you would like to mention about the Dungis family of autos?
I just want to invite everybody out. Come see us out there. Like I said, our friendly non-commissioned sales associates are there to take care of you, answer all your questions. We'll help you out any way we can. We want to be your transportation problem solvers. You can check us out at DungisChoice.com or give us a call at 918-333-0900 or just come on by. We're on Highway 75, just south of the No Water Road, big blue Ford Oval and the Toyota Monolith there, and body shops out back behind it, and just come see us.
You can't miss them. They're here in Bartlesville. Give them a call, visit them online, or visit them in person. That was the Car Talk here with the Dungis family of autos and Brad Dungis. Sir, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Garrett. Have a great day.
You too. And we'll see you at night at the ballpark.
All right.
Which, again, is tonight starting at 6 o'clock at Bill Dungis Memorial Stadium. The Dungis Ford Indians taking on the Montgomery Cardinals. Admission is free. You can win great prizes and giveaways, including a chance to win $1,400, especially if an Indians player hits it over the K1 sign. $1,400, you're not going to want to miss it.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.